Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 7-Eleven. The time, not the store. That was dumb. I had to do it, though. I had to do it. 42.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, St. Patrick's Day, St. Patty's Day. That's a bad one. Anyway, seems way off, but good news. McDonald's is set to roll out their classic Shamrock Shake on Tuesday. Today is the day, my friends. If you're a fan of the minty green concoction, then the luck of the Irish is with you. Because this year, they're going to be in five varieties of the different Shamrock Shake. The Classic Shamrock Shake, the Chocolate Shamrock Shake, the Shamrock Chocolate Chip Frappe, and the Shamrock Hot Chocolate, and the Shamrock Mocha. So if you're a fan, if you're one of those that gets excited when McDonald's, you know, rolls out the McRib for a short time or they do these, then you're very excited. But there is something about the Shamrock Shake where, you know, eating even a small one, you gain 5 pounds automatically, but it's worth it. It's worth every delicious, fatty, calorie-filled bite. I'd bathe in a Shamrock Shake, for God's sake. According to a new study from Johns Hopkins University, people who use cocaine are less likely to have safe sex. I don't know why there was a study for this, but hey, what the hell? Researchers found that people hopped up on coke were on average 30% less likely to use protection than those who hadn't taken the drug. Not surprisingly, because cocaine is found to increase sexual desire and cause people to become impatient and impulsive when it came to sex. Again, I'm not sure why they did a study on this. Bunch of scientists sitting around thinking, you know what? Let's figure out if people who are all coked up want to wear condoms or not. I got a feeling they don't want to. But hey, let's do a study on it just to be sure. imagine asking people, hey, do you want to do a study while high on cocaine whether or not you want to wear a condom? I got nothing. I got a free afternoon. So yeah, what the hell? Let's do it. President Donald Trump isn't about to let Arnold have the last word in their ongoing feud. Where are we at in this country that one of the biggest headlines is Donald Trump and Arnold having a argument? The president continued his assault of the new host of The Celebrity Apprentice a day after he asked guests at the National Prayer Breakfast to pray for Arnold, if we can, for the ratings. Arnold, who replaced Trump as the show's host, responded by offering to switch jobs with him so American people could sleep comfortably again. Those are his words, not mine. But the president isn't quite ready to let the feud end. He tweeted early Friday morning, yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger did a really bad job as governor of California and even worse on The Apprentice, but at least he tried hard. I think the ball's in Arnold's court. I think Arnold just needs to go knock on the door at the White House, and I'm pretty sure Trump would be cowering in the Oval Office. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?